Yeah, it's already saved on my computer.
You ready, sir? Tony, you ready? Welcome, everyone, to the Hemingway Point Community Development Meeting. Today is July 28th. It is 2 o'clock after the advertised time. From the board, we have Anthony, Russ, and Cheryl. Carlos said he would jump in when he gets freed up in about 10 or 15 minutes if we're still in session. He said go on without him as well. So item two is organizational matters. This will stay on your agenda until you're in a position to appoint somebody. But you don't obviously have to appoint somebody if you're not ready. As each of you consider names and decide to put them forth as a candidate, that will happen at a meeting in the future, but we don't have to do it today. If you don't have anyone, we can table. Is there a table?
Make a motion that we table.
Tabled by Russ. Thank you. The minutes from June 23rd were circulated and are also in your packets. If those are okay, a motion is welcomed. From Cheryl. Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Great. Hey, Scott, are you able to hear me? Hello, Scott, can you hear me? Not getting any. He says he's on here, but he can't hear me. Hey, Scott, are you there? Hello? We can table his item. I think he's probably pulling in. Yeah, I can see him putting his jacket on right now. So he'll be in a minute. We can move to item C, which is the financial disclosure forms. As you guys know, your forms came to you in June. You would have filled them out and sent them back to the supervisor of election. Everyone do that yet?
Mine's done.
Yep. Congratulations. Usually I put it in the agenda.
It was in the book.
Yeah, were you all there? Let's see, I got it. Yeah, everybody but Carlos has showed up, so I will scold Carlos appropriately when he joins us.
Good.
Hey, Scott. We can move to Ben. We'll come back to your report later. Give you a second to get oriented. Ben, you want to say hi to the board with your report?
Sure. So, good news, your palms all got trimmed. I see along the middle. We had a little bit of a hiccup with the final grouping of them, but Bribee was creative enough to find a solution, and palms are looking great. That's what you see there in the report. A little later on, in our cycle between meetings, we had some issues over by the pool area, so some of the outlet covers over by the water fountain and near the storage rooms were replaced. We got a bunch of light bulbs that we replaced over by the pool mail area. We fixed those doors, and you guys are having trouble with the emergency door in the back and the restroom doors closing. We've had several short circuits. As recently as this past weekend, I know Cheryl was out there, spoke to our security guy. We actually had someone come back again and fix the fans. They are getting toward the end of their life cycle. I want to tell you, I don't know if it's related to the issue. I'm going to come at you guys with some pricing the next meeting just to see what it was.
What's at the end of the cycle?
Those fans are, I don't know if you've seen them, but they're in pretty bad shape. They're wobbly. I don't think they were the most ideal outdoor fans. I'm going to find you guys something economical, but something that can handle the elements a little better out there. So we're just talking about three fans. So I don't think
it's some issues with
the fans. Yeah. So maybe we can speak to someone at Home Depot.
And they're not brand new either. So
fine for us. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, they were when I bought them and installed them.
I know. So
okay. I wasn't going to mention that. But
it was a couple of shorts. It's been fixed twice already. I don't think that he built us for the second time. He just wanted to make sure we were happy with the fan. So all that's been taken care of. We resecured some of those areas there, and we ordered new lifesavers for the pool. Outside of that, not a whole lot to discuss in the field. I just want to kind of report to you what the progress we're making with the security contractor on the weekends. We actually made a slight adjustment to the schedule because we're noticing a lot of activity after hours, even when the security guard is gone. So they tried out this weekend work, and I don't want to say it on the record, but they adjusted their hours. And seems like we didn't have any incidents this weekend. So I think for now, we're going to kind of hold on to that. Hours are all the same. It's just playing with the schedule.
Right.
And we'll continue to monitor it. Just keep in mind, you know, some things do happen during the week. So I did speak to him just to kind of, you know, be creative with our current budget. What could we do? Again, if we're sleeping at 1 a.m. and we're getting a notification, you know, if you guys want a quicker response, we could provide access to those notifications with the camera system to the security contractor. He happens to have people, including himself, that work nights where they can kind of monitor it a little more closely. And should they need to call police or anything like that, they would actually drive over there, handle the call, make sure that, you know, there's a case number or a trespassing situation addressed. They would charge us $40 per call. So it's an option. It's out there. If you notice an uptick, we don't live there 24/7. You guys do. Let us know. We at least have some type of option on the table that we can do with our current budget that won't kill you guys. If you notice that there's some repeat offenders or anything like that going on.
I think that's a very good idea, you know, okay. to do something like that, because, you know, we can't be there, you know, checking it in the middle of the night.
Of course not, yeah.
But if they are and they see something, you know.
Yeah.
And then the word gets out that somehow somebody's seeing something and then police are called, maybe they won't bother it as much.
Yeah, all I got to do is scare the daylights out of somebody once, and they'll never come back, you know.
The other thing is, though, if the police are called,
yes,
someone needs to be trespassed.
Well, that's agree. Okay. Well, that's what they would take
no
the liberty of driving over there.
No more walking in saying, "Hey, you guys got to go." No, hey, guess what? You guys are going downtown now. You need to be trespassed.
The way they would do it, you typically, is they'll do a warning, but it'll be a case number assigned to it, and if that person steps foot in there again, it's an automatic arrest. Typically, that's how they do it, most cases. Unless they're doing something egregious. That's what they would do.
Unless they're breaking stuff or something.
Yes, exactly. There's something else that they can take them in for. So, I think that's all I got for you right now. I know there's some issues with the entrance. We'll talk about it, the entrance. Little minor things like that.
I noticed some of the bulbs are out again.
Okay. Show me where, because we just replaced a bunch by the mail area. I know that.
No, the front.
The front, okay. Okay.
I drove through there the other night, and some of the ones like on those two long strips are out, the bulbs. I don't know if it's because of the lightning or not. I don't know what's going on with it.
It's possible. We had some issues there. You know, we'll take a look at it. Okay.
And we got to get all those flowers replaced with Milton. We have to catch up to him.
I'm having trouble with the go-to meeting. It's not allowing audio for some reason. So that's what I'm trying to do, is get it to...
Yeah, when I was on...
Yeah, it's just spinning.
Oh boy, are you connected to our Wi-Fi? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Which Wi-Fi is the best one?
Waterstone 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having any issues with it. It's weird.
Yeah, it keeps bouncing me out.
You want me to try it on my phone?
Yeah. Just, there's a couple people that are there in case they have something they want to say. I don't want to. Oh, it's better. Can anyone on the phone hear me? Hello. Yeah, try yours.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'll mute it if it.
I don't want to be on this poolside Wi-Fi. What do you think? It's unsecured.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, I actually made you the organizer so I could log out and log back in a couple times. And it...
Okay, yeah, it was funny because when I was, because I was trying to unmute to speak when you asked me a question, like Preston, it wasn't like doing anything. It just,
yeah, that's what it's doing
there,
to me.
And so then I just went to leave meeting and it gave me the option, would you like to end the meeting? I was like, I'm not, I was thinking I'm not going to.
Yeah, you got promoted, didn't know it.
Didn't know I had those privileges.
There's a meeting. If this is the South table, what's the meeting ID?
Oh, it's on your agenda.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyways, back to the $40 thing, though. Do you like that idea? I like it personally. I think it's a great.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
That's per call, right?
Yeah, and we can do it for the rest of the summer, and you know, which you know, another 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I just don't want them, you know, because something about the summer coming, it's going to be crazy busy. I don't want them racking up like thousands of dollars a month.
Oh, I mean, they take a lot.
You know how that goes.
That's a lot of phone calls. But I mean, say $1,000, you know, we can put a not to exceed on it, like 500, you know, like 10 calls, so $400. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea.
That's more like...
Yeah. So not to exceed four phone calls.
Right, for what are their...
10 phone calls.
This is a security service. They're going to act as us
overnight. Outside of the hours. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
They're asking for $40 per call, so...
It's very reasonable. Yeah, I mean, just think of what it would cost to have somebody there the whole time.
Well, yeah, if we're talking monitoring 24/7 for you guys. We're talking a whole different ballgame. So I'm just trying to find you something practical.
Are we gonna have proof? That is there some way to prove the person actually showed up when they charged us $40?
Do you mute yours?
Yeah. Say that again. Repeat that, Russ. Sorry.
Is there actually going to be proof the person showed up? They charge us $40.
Yeah, we'll have it on the camera. Yeah, we can make sure they wave at the camera.
Well, if they do trespass or write a warning, he should get a copy of that.
Of course, they'll give us an incident report along with the case number, and then we'll have the cameras.
Yes, they have to submit that to get that.
Yeah, they'll follow their normal procedures.
That way, there's no excuse.
It'll be covered.
You guys are dealing with a this guy's very straight up guy, so.
Okay.
We'll have no issues with that. Okay.
Is there a motion?
Do we need a motion? No. It's on the record that the board's in favor of up to $400 a month of callbacks.
I don't think of the $400. But
that's okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it just sets parameters for staff.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're authorized to spend, you know, already by the board as required in this district, so we're cool. I just wanted, you know, your feedback before, but I think it's a great tool to accomplish just what Russ said, where it creates trespassing and arrest histories where you'll start to get, word will get out, and you know, that it's not a free-for-all. That's our goal.
Yeah, well, the dope is around our development is do whatever you want, whenever you want, nobody says a thing. So that's gotta end. That's cool.
I agree with you on that. I'm tired of that.
Can I see that other pen? This one's
either. So I'm not gonna. And another thing to share, you know, Myra's been helping me out, so she's been kind of like my liaison with the security company and helping us out in the field. So, you know, we're interchangeable when it comes to anything out in the field, and you know, you always run anything by us first, and we'll run up the chain to Paul if we need to.
You guys kind of look alike.
Don't take that.
No, but she's been the one helping you guys with your pool with all the access. It's been great.
There's only a couple complaints here and there, but I'm usually it's other things like we talked. It's not what they're putting online, so it's
correct. A lot of times people are just trying to talk their way into getting extra passes. Basically,
that seems to be one of the things too.
This one woman claims that she emailed you 3 months ago and hasn't heard from you yet. I don't believe that.
If you ever want, just privately email Myra, and I guarantee you she'll send you.
Can screen shoot it.
And she can even show you the software. You know,
it's okay. Somebody put the email on there already, so I didn't respond to it. So if you didn't get anything, then they're not interested. So.
Yeah, and what's going on too is that, you know, some of them already have two pool passes. Mm-hmm. So when I go to check the system, I see it. So now you have to pay a fee. So maybe they did email me 2 months ago, and I told them there's a fee. They didn't pay the fee.
Right.
So.
No, that's good. That's the way it's supposed to work. So.
Yeah. So.
That's perfect. You're not going to please everybody.
No.
So.
We try, but.
I was going to get on there, and I was going to say, you know, you people are never satisfied. You want to complain that too many people are in the pool, and now you want to complain that it's too hard for you to get in the pool. I mean.
We're not in the please everyone business.
You can't do that. The pool's a lot better than what it was. It's been a struggle, but it's a lot better.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Now we'll, in the near future, with good credentials, good security, good surveillance, all those tools, the good fence, like that's all coming slowly but surely. We're getting the round turn on it and getting it corralled.
A little foresight would just put a building like this up, and all of it would have been over.
Yeah, just think how much your house would resell then.
Listen, you're not going to believe how much I'm going to get for my house.
The guy sitting next to you has got a grin on his face. I think he knows.
I know his is worth more than mine. He's got the two.
Nice. Congratulations. The clubhouse situation there, when we first saw the design, I'm like, you know, that's going to be hard to manage. And we knew, but we'll get there. It's not impossible. Any other questions for Ben? I've got the note on Milton and the flowers.
No.
Normal rotation.
We're good.
Was it you that sent the, somebody sent me the pressure washing? No, it was Carlos. It's about ready, but I usually don't bother doing it in July or August because it'll be right back a week later. So right around October, late October is.
So if you get that anti-slip, which you guys tend to have near the mail area, it grips everything. So definitely we try to time it if you guys want. It was a people's choice that also quoted. We do our pressure cleaning typically early fall, mid-fall, like right before the holidays, so you have everything looking really nice. So
And Carlos was cool with it. He,
but when does all the cool deck due to be painted?
Okay, thank you.
Take a look.
I can get you some numbers on that, and we'll talk about that next week.
When necessary. You know, it depends on what their exposure is, what sunlight they deal with, what traffic. They're all different. I have some, like the front here never needs painting, but the back needs it all the time.
Right.
Just because of the sun direction and the shade.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up was, I know we had voted a while back on the Christmas tree we were going to plant.
Well, we were putting, you had some samples to put in there also.
Yeah, I have. So there's the Japanese blueberry, which I have here on the side of the building, or a magnolia, but you guys wanted something bigger, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen, what did you say was on the side?
There's, I'll show you
Japanese
right now.
Japanese blueberry.
Japanese blueberry tree, which it's sort of like a topiary, but it keeps like a cone shape as long as you trim it regularly. And
how tall do they get?
Look at the one right here. It's only been in the ground a few months. You got to see it. It's already like grown a foot or two.
I can't see through the wall.
It's grown a foot or two. It's grown a foot or two, and we've only had it in the ground maybe 3-4 months.
What's
3 months.
Superman?
I want to say 3 months.
He just thinks I work here him.
Yeah. But what I did want to bring up is I just wanted to remind you that that is a drenched, soaking
Really wet
when it rains. So don't put a tree in there that's not going to be able to handle that.
Yeah, actually, the thing that would live there the best that does look a little bit like a Christmas tree would be a cypress. Mm-hmm. We could trim it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, they have their downside to it. They drink a lot and they put up little knees and stuff, you know. But if they don't get water, they also drop their leaves.
That's true.
Annually.
That's true too.
Probably around Christmas time too.
I'm gonna be picking the arborist brain when I look into something else.
The magnolia is my leader in the clubhouse. That one is dark green, 12 months of the year. Has a nice big white flower, but it grows naturally in a cone shape, and you can keep it trimmed like that. You have to buy a specimen, though. Like, you have to buy...
Yes. It's going to be a good investment, but I can tell you we've experimented two test beds here. You have the Grandiflora and the Little Gem. Basically, Little Gem is like the Florida one that they started with, and then they started playing with it in a laboratory and actually did some enhancements. And I have a few here, and you want to go with the Grandiflora. They grow bigger, the leaves are bigger, it just has a much bigger impact.
Yeah, the Little Gem looks like all Florida trees, like it's half interested. It's just, you know, that's just our climate, you know, and so some stuff can do real well outside of their area, and it's a little northern plant, but I've seen it being used more and more. They either, you know, hybridized it or something, but it's working. The flora is working.
All right, so with that, once we figure out the tree and where it's going to go, we have to run a power line to it at some point to plug the lights in, because there's not going to be any lights out there.
Okay.
So I think there's a circuit, and I'm not positive, inside the pool area that they can just run underground to it, maybe.
Okay.
But it's got to be high enough that if it floods, it's not going to burn out. So that's going to be the
problem. Well, they'll do it in a sealed conduit.
Yeah, like that. But I'm saying once that fills up with water, that reservoir.
Yeah, he's going to have to put it.
It's going to have to be high inside. Gotcha. Maybe put it inside the tree high, maybe, so it's not
around the base of the tree.
Something like that.
Yeah,
so once we get to that point, and that's what we had talked about. That way, at least they can plug the lights into it.
Got it.
You're going to put it in the retention pond.
What else are you going to do? You can't run an extension cord all the way up there.
He was the tree you're going to put in the retention pond?
Go ahead, Carlos.
Well, we can look somewhere.
Say again. Somebody was speaking. All right, anyways.
So we'll have to figure that out. Where we're going to put the tree exactly, and then we'll figure out how to run the...
Who do you guys as a board want to appoint somebody to kind of be the lead on that, and I can meet on site with that person and maybe Cheryl?
Cheryl's idea. Okay. I don't have an issue. You have an issue if Cheryl takes care of it?
Of course not.
Okay.
Okay. That way we can get stuff done between the meetings, you know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Okay.
Any other questions for Field? Excellent. So progress there. Financial reports, check run, balance sheet are in your packets. I didn't see anything too different than normal.
Hey y'all, this is Carlos.
Hey Carlos. Thanks for joining us. We're pretty much through the reports. We're about to do Scott's. We're actually going to go back to him. Any questions on the financials? Is there a motion?
No, I didn't have.
Motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the financials.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that brings us to Scott.
First, one quick question. Was there any the number two on the agenda?
It was tabled.
That's what I figured. Just wanted to confirm. The only thing I've got is our annual legislative update. As you may recall, we do this every year after legislative session, just kind of give you a summary of some of the laws that impact special districts, including CDDs like this one. There's a whole bunch of different ones that cover a whole bunch of different areas, so I'm not going to hit them all. If you all do want actual laws that these summarize, you can ask us to provide them to the manager, or you can get them from us if you really want to read through them, but they're a little tedious. So I'm just going to highlight a few of them. The first one is that I'll touch on deals with the notice for meetings. Typically, we always do them in newspapers. They are now allowing an online only option beginning in January 2022. However, in reading through the actual law, there's a lot of criteria that you have to satisfy.
It'll never happen, but we'll allow you to do it.
including one where it looks like weekly you have to publish something in the paper saying our notices are online. So I don't know that it will make a lot of sense to do it.
And for that notice, the newspaper charges you exactly what they would have charged you in the first place. Yeah.
Exactly. So it newspaper seems like employment it's one of those act. Things that maybe there's a good idea, but maybe the execution, it might not be worthwhile.
Maybe it's...
The other one, another one deals with COVID-related claims. I think I discussed this with you all when it was approved back in March, but it basically just protects local government bodies, including CDBs, from COVID-related claims. It sets a pretty high bar for the plaintiffs to have to prove it, and they have to submit like an affidavit before the suit, and if the judge determines at the outset that the entity made a good faith effort to comply with guidance from government and health authorities, then they're basically that's just protection. Another one is with districts that have stormwater maintenance systems or wastewater maintenance systems. They're imposing a requirement to do needs analysis, long-term ones periodically, things like that. So I'm not sure. We'll confer with management to see if there are any things like that that we'll have to comply with here. But there's a lot of specifics to it. But that's the general idea, is they're trying to make every entity that has responsibility for these type of systems, they want to make sure that people are planning long term to maintain them properly. Then finally, this one is kind of an interesting one. I don't think you all have asked about it, but some districts have asked about drones. And generally, drone use for surveillance is prohibited. There are some exceptions to it in the statutes, and they've added some exceptions this year. And the most pertinent one really would be for the purposes of assessing damages following a natural disaster or hurricane where there's been a declared state of emergency. Can use them for assessing damages. They do have an approved list of drones, and it has to be drones from that list. Mm-hmm. And of course, as with any type of activity like that, you're still subject to all Fourth Amendment protections and things like that. So, they are available to be used for limited purposes, that being one of them that could potentially apply. So just want to make you aware of that.
Is it specific what it means by a storm?
Well,
does it have to be declared emergency? Or
declared state of emergency resulting from a hurricane, flood, wildfire, or other natural disaster. But it's got to be, apparently they have a list of approved drones, and it's got to be one from that list. So it's something that could potentially be useful. But just
Those are kind of the highlights. Shot down by an F-16. Yeah.
Drone?
Yeah, here, I mean, with the proximity to the base, who knows?
There's a couple people that use drones in our neighborhood. Other things we'll talk to them already about that. So they kind of disappeared. So.
Yeah.
The people or the drone?
Drone.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's other ones, but those are the main ones I wanted to highlight. If you all have any questions about any of them, feel free to ask. Said we've got the backup form if you want to see it. But that's all I've got for the reports today.
Thank you.
Last meeting, we did prepare the agreement with Regent Security.
Done.
So that's in place in their product services. So
we're rolling along. Thank you, Scott.
Sure.
And I know your colleague is on here also, not hearing most of what we're saying.
Yeah, I have to check him and see how it's turned out.
He's in the chat.
Yeah. With me last time, he's listening.
Yeah, they realized on the chat that we're trying to get it to connect. But it seemed okay when Carlos wanted to talk, so we won't get yelled at by him.
He said it's going in and out. He was texting.
Yeah, I'm watching my signal go and come. So
yeah, that's what I was experiencing.
Something's weird. That moves us to supervisor requests. Anyone have anything? Your next meeting will be your budget hearing. I'll bring 20 copies of the budget. I'll go over the procedures, at the beginning of the hearing. It shouldn't be, I doubt it'll be very interesting, but you never
know. Is there an end date on Milton's contract, or is he month to month?
It's ongoing, as you know, so we can end it anytime we want.
So
are you interested in bidding, or?
Are you guys satisfied with what's going on with Milton? Because I'm not really, to be honest with you.
Well, can you tell me what you're not satisfied with, because I haven't.
First of all, I can't get him to do my grass on a reasonable amount of time. And second of all, I don't think he's upholding the schedule for the grass he's cutting around the pole.
Is that like a summer issue? Because often when they get rain and growth both happening all the time, they get behind and they never catch up until October.
Well,
and that happens.
That could be that, but I just hear from other people too that they're having issues with him getting his normal workload done.
Yeah.
Well, I think I did talk to him, and I think a lot of it, we've had a lot of rain, and that's what I'm going to say, because we've had a lot of rain, and he's told me, also that's why he hasn't been able to do, that's my phone book.
Sorry.
Nothing important, I'm sure. It's probably Texas or United States, they like to call me.
About your car warranty?
They don't pick up, so. So I think we should give them a little time, because it's, look at it today, how it's, they can't mow. They have to stop. But I think from, when we drive in from the entrance, I think that always looks pretty good. And I see his men picking up all those palms and things that fall,
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. I can talk to him again, because
typically what we do, from management of a contractor, is you give feedback. I talk to the contractor. If they don't resolve it, I give you feedback that something's not working. So this is the first feedback I've had in a while,
right,
that he wasn't able to keep up with it. So duly noted. And okay, if it persists and he's not able to rectify it, for us, and we can't speak on behalf of the homeowners, that his service problem with the homeowners is an individual private matter, not ours. But if we suspect that his staffing and scheduling and equipment are not up to par, we can, I can, as a man, as his contract manager, I can ask him how he's resolving that, and get satisfied. If I can't get satisfied, I'll report to you that I suspect long term he may not be able to perform much longer, that type of thing.
Right.
That would be the right approach. But if it's happening very, very quickly, I can act, on your behalf. But between now and August, I'll contact him. I'm going to talk to him about the flower rotation and ask him how it's going, that kind of thing. And if I get any sense that he doesn't think he can keep up with it, maybe it's a mutual situation.
So, with that, two things with me is, but bringing that up now that I'm thinking about it, is in the front, where all the walls are in the front on the main road, they're not keeping, they're overgrowing the lights again.
Okay.
So that needs to be at the bottom of the lights all the time. They're not doing that. So you can't see the lights on the street. They're buried in the tree and bushes.
I know, that area is supposed to be mulched too.
Good point. So, if it becomes an issue and maybe he can't keep up with it, and that's fine, then maybe we'll put some bids out and see what happens. If he ends up, you know, he can rebid, it's not a big deal. So, if it comes to that point.
Yeah, I think we've got a few steps before that, but
sure,
yes.
Of course. No, I'm just throwing that.
Absolutely.
I think in good faith, you should talk to him first and see what happens.
That's fair. We want our record with contractors to have that. In.
And he does a good job when he does it. We just got to, you know, fine-tune a couple of tiny little things. That's all.
He's been responsive
yeah.
for the last couple of years without, you know, a few headaches. We're really just getting organized on what we were responsible for. So we got that behind us. Now it's just performance, and this time of year, these rains, you won't find this issue with any contractor, or you won't find a contractor without this issue. Normal, especially it's the pros and cons of hiring a contractor of his size.
Yeah.
You know, but even the largest one in the country is who we use in this property, and their headquarters for South Florida is across the street, almost literally. They still have bad weeks where they never get anything cut, and they don't want to damage the material worse. They could cut it for us. They have equipment, but it would leave ruts, and you go backwards. So
I understand.
Well, I'll work with him, see where he is. But good feedback?
Yeah. Just give him a shot and see.
Anything from you, Tony?
I'm good. I already asked my questions.
All right. Cheryl already covered
him. The only thing I was going to say is, you know, I agree with what you said, about Milton, because I think all that entrance way coming in and around the pool area, I mean, it's all good. I mean, personally, and he does my lawn also. But if I text him, he texts me back in just a few minutes.
Well, you're a lot nicer than these two guys, so you probably get more results.
He texts me back in just a few minutes. And, you know, I did talk to him about, you know, the rains and everything. You know,
well,
because
I mean,
so much.
But when I text him, he texts me back too, but that doesn't mean he shows up anytime soon.
Well, he, I don't know.
The last time.
You should ask him what, you know, maybe he'd be a little nicer. And,
I was only kidding, but.
I usually
give
some Gatorade when they come because it's very hot.
Yeah, you see, dude, you are way behind.
Russ, I think they may have your tree issue. I think I figured
yeah,
it out.
I think they poisoned it.
I can't defend you.
Listen, I have already treated Milton nicer than any of you are going to treat him.
I don't hear cookies and Gatorade, dude.
So, I can't defend Russ on that. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. We need to give him, you know, another chance because I yeah. need to see what. Where
yeah,
really
he at. Hasn't done anything wrong from a district standpoint. This
right.
is this
I have
is
to
feedback.
See what he's not
we'll
really doing. You
we'll
know,
explore
we,
it.
We can't worry about our personal lawn. That's our own problem with him. Really.
Yeah.
So we have to look at.
He
our
does good with
area.
The development. I agree.
Yeah.
When they get to it, they do it.
We'll focus on the perimeter.
Yeah,
that's the biggest issue.
Is the,
got it.
The point is when he gets to it. That's the point.
Yeah. So I understand. All right. Carlos, oh, he just dropped off again. It was nice talking to you.
He's in the airport too, so he's probably got spotty.
Yeah, we'll blame it on him, but it's definitely something at the Wi-Fi here. He's acting really funny. Okay.
Two meetings in a row, man. Wi-Fi.
I have nothing else. We'll be back here next month for our budget hearing. I've had no feedback from the community with the letter that went out, so we're good there. So that's a sign that they don't read, which is fine. I don't read everything.
There's been some scuttlebutt on the Facebook page.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why do you read that? I have no idea. See, I've been trying to teach you not to do that.
Well, you know,
no,
I get bored.
I'm sorry to hear
so
that.
I want to hear what the... never mind. We're on the record.
No.
On that, so
yeah.
Don't do it.
No, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't world, you know, with social media. But I appreciate you monitoring it for us.
And the best thing you guys can do as a board is individually, when you see these people out in the community, is direct them to our webpage with to read the minutes or give them our email. We can.
I only answer ones that are, I'm not going to get into that fantasy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I only answer ones that I know are somewhat legit or I try to help them.
No, you've handled it real well.
I don't answer
well.
The rest of the stuff.
That's all we have. Cheryl's favorite motion.
I'll make a motion.
Hey, hold on. Carlos, can you hear us now? Any feedback from our audience today? It's not been a good audience day. Sorry about that. Carlos is on. He's not responding, so I guess we're good.
Well, there's one thing I would like to say. When I did check with the security guard one day,
he's asking the same thing about.
We can talk about that.
When I did check with the security guard, you know, I told him I was from the CDD, and if he had any problems, you know, I would check back and forth. I didn't give him my phone number that day. So then I went in again another day, and he told me that someone, I know who, said that they could have boom boxes but make them low for the music, and that they could bring liquor in, just put it in a different container. So the security guard was like, well, I'm confused, you know. So I came back. I went back another day, and he told me this, and she had told him that she was on the board. And I said, no, I'm the only lady on the board. I said, so I'm CDD.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
She's HOA.
Right.
I said, so what she said is wrong, so you need to go by what the CDD is saying.
Yeah, they have our rules.
I said,
it does not say board members get special privileges
in
the rules.
I'm sorry if anybody comes again and
yeah.
tells you that. Board means nothing. I said, so I gave them my name and my phone number.
Yep.
And I said, if there's a problem, you call me.
I'm sorry to interrupt. They should contact us. Management has to be the liaison. We want you all out of that role. For a lot, it's nice of you to do that, and all of you have done that over the years, but we really need them knowing one supervisor, which is the management.
Well, I was just upset that someone is saying something like that when we're trying to get the rules.
Yeah, it's helpful that you intercepted a problem.
So
that's excellent.
You,
yep.
Saw the sign that we posted. That was the whole reason. It's like kind of like a cheat sheet for everybody. So we went by through your rules before, you know, bullet pointing it.
Right, so...
Appreciate the feedback.
They know now, you know, that, I mean, but it's kind of, it's hard for them too, because, they're young, they're new guards or whatever, and,
sure.
you know, they're trying to do a good job, and then if somebody says that,
yeah, they got to have a little,
listen to them.
A little thicker resistance to the
that's,
non,
that's what I told them.
Nice
he's
try.
He's a good kid. Yes.
Oh, yeah, but no, but the particular resident that tried that is that's unacceptable, and so
right.
we'll teach the guard how to say politely, no, you're wrong. All right.
Well, that's why I asked for. I didn't know if we needed another no smoking sign there because
I'm working on that. I forgot to mention that
somebody does come to the pool very often and does sit there smoking.
We can. I mean, I can find some inexpensive no smoking signs, and I also want to throw in a no trespassing sign or two because that's going to help with the calls that we were discussing previously. Just having anywhere that it says no trespassing, it needs to be observable. For a police officer to enforce those type of things.
We'll take care of that.
Yeah.
The other thing that was talked about that we got a text from Carlos on is the present policy on the phone credentials. We give every property up to the number they're allowed for free. Then when they want to add one or change phones or something like that, the licenses cost us about $25 each.
Or change phones or something like that, the licenses...
Sounds familiar. That's our policy. Somebody doesn't like that, I understand, but that's what it costs the district. So our sort of general, our cost sharing, you know, with our, you know, from district money being allocated across the program, we could make them all free, but you lose the management of the process when things are free. And you lose being tricked into, I got a new phone, and then the other one, we have to deactivate the other one. So the new license is more money. So who should pay for that? The district as a whole or that individual? And our policy has been that the individual would then foot the bill.
It has to be the individual because that's your record of who.
Right. So that was our strategy. And historically, if they wanted, you know, the old key, I think the keys were like $70 or something like
expensive.
That. They were... those really special mm-hmm. laser keys. I don't know what they are, but they weren't cheap.
Medeco.
Yeah, the Medecos. But so I hear the feedback, but I don't have a recommendation to you to change it. Unless you want it. It's your choice, but that's our present policy.
I don't think that we should change it.
I don't know.
Like, he says we need to find a way to control that. People are already getting pissed about it because I texted him. I said that we have to pay for it. So...
Yeah, and this
we're
is chat during the meeting chat.
Yeah, you're not making money off of this.
He's on the...
On the chat.
Yeah, okay. So he's reading Carlos's chat at a public meeting, so it's okay.
So
yeah.
I told him to call you and... You would explain it to him.
I'll give him.
Hear us.
Yeah, I understand. It keeps shutting off, and then it was echoing me. So, I'll go over it with Carlos, and we can address it. If we have an audience on our next meeting and they want to bring it up, we can certainly take more feedback. But as a board, you're not here to be popular necessarily. You're here to implement a policy that gives you control of the pool.
Well,
and
I don't really know how many times people really need to change their phone.
I've had one or two discussions since we instituted it. So one or two people shouldn't change a policy.
No. The district shouldn't be paying for somebody else's key for their new phone. So.
And again, I think Myra can speak to it better than I can, but I mean, the majority of the people that you have that are complaining are people that have already gotten 2-3 passes already. So, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. It's a good discussion, and as things change, if the characteristic of the community changes and the board wants to adapt to that, they can. But right now, or you can't. But at this point, I think you're doing the right thing in our master plan to get.
They can. But right now, you can't. But at this point, I think
to get the management of the pool under control. All right.
Listen, you're always going to have people who complain, and you can't please everybody. That's all there is.
Not possible.
I'll make a motion to end the meeting.
Thank you. Seconded by Mr. Plus.
I second.
All right, I'll change my notes here. All right, well, sorry on the record for the audio issues. Not sure what caused it, but haven't had this problem in any other meeting, so I'll figure out why. Best I can, but strange. Yeah, Cheryl brought cookies. I know. Happy birthday to Cheryl. Yeah.